Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Where are you? Are you in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Nice. How's the weather there?
Pretty good, actually. It's been hot, but compared to Mexico, it's still about 20 degrees cooler. So
how was that playing in that weather?
It was hot. It was over 100 every day. So it was not as humid, I guess, but it was pretty toasty.
It's just a different type of exhaustion when that heat, you can't get any relief from that heat.
Yeah, it's just like the wind is hot, the air is hot, there's no, like, you're breathing hot air. It was hot. But
does that change, like, any, like, game plan going in, like, into a match? Do you guys have to change anything around weather, or do you kind of just play as is?
I guess not so much like tactically, but they certainly do, like, all of the medical, the sports science, they have all their techniques, and they go kind of into hyperdrive of, you know, cooling vests, cold towels. Like, they certainly have a plan of whenever we get the hydration breaks, like, who does what, what's everybody's role, what, you know, where can you stick your hands in something cold to get cool off? And they do all the sciencey stuff that figures out where to be squirting people with what temperature water. And yeah, it's kind of impressive what they do.
That's cool. I've never heard of a cooling vest. I want to try that.
I think it's Nike that started them. There's just, like, it's like this vest, and it's just got, like, cold packs in it.
Ooh, that is cool.
Yeah. Temperature quickly, but.
Yeah. Well, congrats on winning the tournament. That was really exciting to watch.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was fun.
What, can you tell us a little bit about that journey? Like, what do you think makes this team special in your eyes?
I think, you know, the biggest thing is there's a good mix right now. I think of, you know, we've got some veterans still around. We've got a lot of young people that, this was kind of their first tournament of any kind, at least at the senior level. So, trying to just get that, you know, there's a lot of talent, I think, on the team. A lot of different personalities, a lot of different, you know, types of players that can all kind of fit in. And I think the depth showed again this tournament that I think that this team has always been able to have a lot of depth, which is needed. Again, you know, you talk about the weather, you talk about how quick the days, you know, the turnaround between games, you need all 23 people to be at the top of their game at all times. So I think that the depth and, you know, each individual talent just kind of shows through.
Do you find that you learn so much about your team in big tournaments like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, you know, you learn a lot. I think you find out who is ready and able to kind of step up in big moments. I think, you know, everybody here has proven themselves at the professional level as their own individual players. That's why they've made their way onto the team and they've made the roster. And I think these tournaments are just another opportunity for each of us to kind of prove ourselves at the international level. And it's not, you know, just the international level, it's tournament play. And it's, you know, these games hit differently. They matter differently. Kind of you go into it and you know that there's something on the line. And that intensity of the tournament, you know, you see who gets excited, who gets nervous, who combination of the two, and then who steps up.
I didn't even think of that. That's so true. You must learn so much about, you know, who should be on the field, who's, you know, the best to show up in those moments that you need it. And so what do you think that the team needs to work on leading up to the next World Cup?
I think for us, the biggest thing is just that cohesiveness as a group, as a unit. You know, we all spend so much time now with our own individual club teams and professional environments that we don't spend as much time together as a national team as we used to. And I think for me anyways, thinking back on, you know, the tournament, I think it's just building those relationships, developing that chemistry of different, you know, subgroups and subunits on the field, whether it's, you know, goalkeepers with our back line or, you know, left side, right side, forwards with midfielders. And I think developing or continuing to develop that chemistry so that we understand each other's tendencies, understand each other's movements, And I think those, you know, unspoken and just understood habits, that's what can lead to the most on-field success. If I know how you're going to play, you know how I'm going to play, that cohesiveness and chemistry is just going to help us go further.
It's so true when you really think about it. Everyone is so separated, and then all of a sudden you like throw the team together and everyone's used to playing different ways and being with different players. So how do you think that you as a team, as a national team, has been trying to work on that chemistry? Because I know it must be hard. Sometimes you're far away from each other, but are there any ways, like even just communication wise, that you're trying to build like a better chemistry?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, taking the time in training, in film sessions when we're together to, you know, just understand, you know, if you're on a different page, you know, talking through that with that player, with that, you know, person of, you know, just trying to learn each other. And I think sometimes you obviously play with different people at club as well. So then what can you bring from playing with those people in your club environment to then into the national team environment? And then just being able to, I mean, sometimes now we get in 2-3 days and we have a game right away. So it's trying to just put it all together and build from one camp to the next. Cause obviously you don't want to have to start fresh from each camp. You want to be able to build on the previous one, even if it was, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks prior. You always want to keep progressing forward.
What's your favorite part about camp? Like you're looking forward to each time you go. I know it's a little different than regular camps.
It's not quite going to soccer camp, which I think most of my family still thinks that's what it is. They're like,
oh, wears a different jersey.
World Cup. Yeah,
not quite soccer camp anymore, but no, it's always good to kind of get back in with the group, get back in with you know, playing with different players that, you know, some of these girls I've played with now for over 10 years. So it's always exciting to get back in. You know, the difference of, you know, I think the professional game has grown so much in the last 10 years. So the club environments are better. The club environments are faster and you're still getting challenged. But then there still is just that extra intensity when you get in with the national team that is exciting as well. And then the biggest thing is anytime you get to go into camp, anytime you get to wear the jersey and wear the crest and represent your country, represent, you know, your family, that will never get old. That is always exciting. That is always something that, you know, I've learned and even appreciated, I think, a little bit more in the last couple of years of, you know, not taking it for granted of there are no guarantees in, you know, in this sport with this team. You have to earn it every single day. And just to be able to be in the environment and to wear the crest and represent, you know, the team now, the teams that have built the program in the past, and kind of the magnitude of what you're representing is something very special.
I love that. I like how you said the team now, you're representing the team and the teams of the past and also your family. I've never heard that, and that it makes sense because your support system is a huge part of it. And they're, you know, they were there to help you and support you throughout your whole career. So it is pretty cool that you're representing them as well. And we remember meeting your family years ago. I think it was like when we were going to Canada, we saw them at an airport, like maybe in Connecticut or New York. They were like, oh, we're Alyssa's parents. And we were talking. And then we saw them in Paris. And then we met her twin sister, and it's just like, your family is so supportive of you. And it's so cool to see just how much they love watching you play and just be a part of it. So that must be really special.
Yes, it's very, very special. It's very cool. I think, you know, even my parents sent me a picture of, I think they were at either a Memorial Day or a 4th of July parade. And my one niece is 2, the other is 4. My nephew now is 7, and they were all wearing like different jerseys of mine from like over the years of like way back to the 2015 kit. And it's just kind of been passed down. And, you know, it's like things like that just get really, you know, you take a step back and you're just puts a smile on your face. And I was home last week and my nephew was wearing my jersey, like, you know, kids, like they, once they wear something, it's like okay. for 4 days, got to keep it in the wash and then it's like right back on. So like it's things like that. And yeah, I mean, my family has been with me every step of the way, all through all the ups and downs and good times, hard times. You know, we're all kind of in it together. So it's huge.
When you mentioned hard times, is there any like notable challenges during your career that you think you've grown from?
I think I've grown from a lot of different time periods. I think especially in the goalkeeper position is just so unique. You know, I remember back when I got called into my first camp in 2009, I don't even think I made a game day roster until like 2013. So, you know, just kind of going through that and getting into camps, but not making rosters and kind of that daily grind of training of, okay, how much longer do I have to keep training for? How much longer? When am I going to get a shot? When am I going to get a shot? And then going from like, you know, 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1, working my way all the way through. And then even once, you know, kind of getting to that number one position, it's not like it just stops right there. It's like, it continues to, you got to keep earning it every single day. So I think just within that journey, there are good days, there are bad days, there are highs. And, you know, there's times where it feels never ending and you're never going to get to where you want to get to. And I think it's those moments where you kind of lean on the people around you of their belief in you, and their support of you. And I remember I read it after 2019, I think Kevin De Bruyne had done a Players Tribune article and he said something in it that always resonated with me. He said something about how, you know, what he reflects on and what he appreciates the most is he's never been out to prove people wrong, but he's always, he finds joy in proving people right who believed in him. And that resonated a lot with me because I feel like that's kind of how I feel as well. And just when I heard, like kind of saw it in writing, I was like, that's it. That's, you know, that's what's important to me. And I think that's where those people who have come alongside you in the hard times, in the areas of, I don't know if I can keep going, I don't know if I can keep doing this, whether it's injury or just frustration or whatever it is, being in, you know, you do this long enough, you're going to go through spells of being in bad form. You know, you're going to, any athlete goes through that, and it's, you know, you're going to get to the other side of it. You're just, you don't know when. And I think those are the moments where you kind of see who is truly in your corner.
Love that so much because I just feel like it changes your whole entire mindset. You do things out of the love that you have for your teammates and your family instead of out of the hate that you have for the people who don't even believe in you. It's crazy when you really think, it's like, why am I even giving the energy to that? You're doing it out of love. And I feel like there's longevity in that. And it really can help players stay in the game and not feel, you know, you're doing it because you're passionate and you love the game and you want to make everyone around you feel that love too. Like they believe in you, you believe in them. And that's how it should be. Like that was just such a great piece of advice. And did you say you read that in a book or was it?
I think it was a Players Tribune article written by, I don't really fully know how Players Tribune goes. I know that it was, I'm like 99% sure it was Kevin De Bruyne, but.
Okay, cool. I was just curious. I want to read it.
Yeah, I think I've never done a Players Tribune thing, so I know it's usually coming from the player, but I feel like it's from their perspective, but and not somebody else writing about them. But you'd probably know more about that than I would. But
yeah, I was gonna say Players Tribune articles are like they literally give the athlete the voice, like the full voice. I love reading those. Stuff. I feel like it's such a deep dive in someone, but I will definitely read that one because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was a good one.
We know in the past you've mentioned that how you've taken like bits and pieces from other goalies. Can you describe some of the takeaways you've had from different teammates or keepers that you've watched?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been really fortunate in my career to train with so many other incredible goalkeepers. You know, Nicole Barnhart, Jill Lloyden, you know, obviously Hope was the best at what she did for a very long time. Ashlyn, you know, and even now some of the kind of new age goalkeepers that, you know, AD, Jane, And now obviously, you know, Casey and Aubrey and these guys. And I think the unique thing about the goalkeeper position is that, you know, there's really no black and white. The only part of it that's black and white is your job is to keep the ball out of the back of the net. But outside of that, you have the ability to have your own style, have your own technique, and finding, you know, and there's always trends in the game too of what works and what doesn't work. And are you going to play high off your line? Are you going to be more on your line? Is it, you know, kicking? Is it this? Is it that? And I think just being able to watch through and, you know, just taking different pieces of in training of, maybe let me see if I can do that. And some things I've tried, and I'm like, nope, that's not going to work for me. And then there's other things I've tried and maybe not do it exactly the way that that goalkeeper did it, but can kind of tweak it then into my own way. And now hopefully other goalkeepers and younger goalkeepers who I can train with, maybe they can take some things from me as well. But I think it is really important to, you know, learn from the other people around you.
I love that. And it just makes me think, I always say, like, when you think of a book, you don't go and take all the tips out of the book and do every single thing. It's impossible. Yeah. It will never happen. And you'll hate more than half of it. But if you take away one tip and it works for you, like, and you add it to your toolbox, that's so, so clutch. And I think that just goes with, like, looking at your role models or looking at other teammates and players. Like, maybe you can learn from them and take away some things, but you are not them. You're yourself. You're unique. And you could be creative and have all these amazing things about you that are, you know, you're taking from everyone around you. So I think that's just such a great piece of advice. Like, really, like, try out what will work for you, and whatever sticks and you love, like, continue doing that and add it to your toolbox.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that. So this is just a little would you rather question game. Okay. Would you rather go on carpool karaoke or Dancing with the Stars?
I'm sure I can't pick neither. Well, I would make a fool of myself doing both, but let's go with Dancing with the Stars.
Nice. Would you rather spend the day at the gym or on the field?
Depends on what the weather is. If I'm here in Chicago in the winter, probably in the gym, but let's go with on the field. I like being outside.
I know. Enjoy the sunshine and the heat now.
All right, it's having a snack. Are you getting sweet or salty?
Combine the two. I'm going to go salty.
Would you rather go out or stay in?
Stay in.
Beep test or the timed mile?
Oh, what time do I have to get in the mile?
sub six. What do you guys do for the national team? Do you do the timed mile?
I haven't done a timed mile since high school, I don't think.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Let's do the beep test.
Would you rather read or watch TV?
Probably watch TV.
All right. Would you rather order takeout or cook dinner yourself?
I would cook.
Do you have any favorite meals that you have all the time?
My favorite part about the winter is I love making good chili. And
yes.
Usually like a solid go-to, which it's a little tougher in the summer when it's hot. And you don't really want a hot chili, but
in the summer, I still get the craving for it though. Once I'm like, that's such a bad idea. Do not.
This happened to me yesterday. I wanted shepherd's pie and I was like, I can't do it. It's too heavy. Like, yeah. You just can't have that now.
Yeah. Chili.
Or you can. Wow.
Do you put your chili on the stove or in a crock pot?
Crock pot.
Yeah. It smells good all day. I love it. We should make a candle that's just crock pot chili.
Crock pot.
I think it would sell really well. All right. And last one, what's your biggest soccer girl problem?
Probably still the whole, like, I can, I've got soccer.
Yes. I love it. It's a classic. It'll never end.
No.
Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. It was so great to see you again, even though it's virtual, and we hope we get to see you play soon in person.
Yes. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. We're all making chili.